at 150 miles per hour currently. So in comparison to speed, which is faster? The wind speed of a Cat 5 hurricane or the average speed of at Daytona Motor Speedway?
You taking sympathy on me now? I get 50-50 shots
50,
now?
50-50 shot, yes, why not?
I guess I will go with the wind speed of a Cat 5 hurricane.
Well, you are correct, because at 157 miles per hour, you're just over the speed of the Daytona 500. The average speed of Kurt Busch in the 2017 running was 143 miles per hour. So imagine a whole lot of NASCARs driving by you at the top speed. Bonus question. One of the big concerns is the high rises, especially in downtown Miami. Tall structures are required to be able to sustain 170 miles per hour winds in Miami, thanks to Hurricane Andrew. So that won't be too much of a concern. However, there are 20 to 25 tower cranes currently in downtown for construction projects in Miami. So, Dave, the question, what wind speeds are construction tower cranes rated for?
Well, it's got to be close to what we were talking about, so I'm going to stick with 150 miles an hour.
They're close. It's actually tower cranes are at 145 miles per hour, which is about the same, very close to the same speed of Hurricane Irma at the moment. The city of Miami is actually warning residents that if you're located near a tower crane, to evacuate immediately. The crane's arms has to remain loose, and it is not able to be tied down. So if the arm collapses, the counterweight would go down. And just for comparison, that weighs 20 to 30,000 pounds. So watch out. So, Dave, final chance here. Downtown Miami has seen a surge in growth in the last 15 years. How many condos have been built in downtown Miami since 2002?
I don't even have a clue. How about 10,000?
Well, 27,000, in fact, since 2002. 2.7 million people live in Miami-Dade County. 20-plus million live in Florida. And they're all in the direct line of Hurricane Irma. Our prayers go out to them. Dave Hanson, what are your three keys for tonight's game?
Well, there's a couple of them, Clark. We're going to start with the USA Patriots. Number one, score, score, score. They have to find a way to get the ball in the end zone. They need to score more than twice if they want to beat this Sandusky team. On the other side of the ball for Sandusky, we already highlighted it. I'm going to mention it again. That defense cannot give up 300-plus yards on the ground in any game this year if they want to win. So it starts with filling those gaps, stopping the run. And last but not least, which of these teams are going to force that turnover that's going to change the momentum of this game? Both teams at 1-1. Want to get their second win. Which team can get the momentum and steer it in their direction heading into conference play next week?
Right now, we're listening to the ceremonies of the PA announcer here at Sandusky High School as they are honoring our veterans here tonight, especially with September 11th coming up here this coming Monday. Let's listen in.
Before we start this contest, we ask everyone to join us in a tribute to our flag and nation. Gentlemen, please remove your caps. Everyone stand and let's enjoy the playing of our national anthem and join in singing as well.
and that's the sounds of the Sandusky Marching Band. Current conditions in Sandusky, Michigan are 57 degrees with sunny skies. They're calling for a 0% chance of rain this evening. Winds are out of the north at 8 miles per hour and gusting up to 15 miles per hour. Visibility is nearly unlimited at 15 miles. And barometric pressure is rising at 30.26 inches. The dew point is at 43. It feels like it's 55 degrees out. The humidity is at 58%. Sunset is in about 54 minutes at 7:54 tonight. We're currently in a waning gibbous moon phase. Dave, your favorite. So I think it's safe to say it's a beautiful day for football. Just for reference, sun rises at 7:03 today. Sunset is 7:54. We now have 12 hours and 51 minutes of daylight. We lost 26 minutes of daylight just from just 8 days ago. Sandusky won the toss, and he's elected to receive in this ball game tonight. So they will be receiving on the right side of your radio, working to their left. Sandusky in their home black uniforms. Red, bright numbers. We can read those from a mile away. We appreciate that. Numbers on the sleeves, even. Black, shiny helmets with a silver outline around the numbers. Sandusky across their chest. For USA, they're going with the Dallas Cowboys approach with the all-white uniforms, blue italicized numbers on the back, and the Patriot emblem on the front, the classic white helmet with the P on just the right side, classic Pittsburgh Steelers style. And we are just about ready to kick things off here. Your officials for tonight, referee is Mr. Venya, umpire Mr. Dodak, linesman Schwayhofer, line judge Rusin, back judge Wright, and your field judge is Mayu. Kicking off for USA, that would be number 30, Alan Raban. He's a running back, also a senior for the squad. USA on the left side of your radio, kicking off to your right. A beautiful night, Dave. It feels like fall.
It absolutely does. That is a cool north breeze coming in into right into our booth, which is just the way we prefer it, I think.
Open air booth. Just at least three of us appreciate
wow,
that.
There's two of us for sure. The other two are kind of silent, but I guess for purposes, we matter in this case, right?
And that's right. That's right. So here we go. We are ready to start this thing off. Raban at the 40-yard line of USA's own territory, backing up to his own 35-yard line, now taking two steps and three steps to his left. The right-hand-footed kicker. Waiting way back in the back is at the 10-yard line are two Redskins, number 24, Joe Wentzel. And quite can't see the number. This is a kick in midfield to about the 25-yard line, brought in with ease by Sandusky, still on his feet at the 35-yard line. And wrestled down by USA special team after an 11-yard return. That is number 29 on the return. Trey Brown, a running back linebacker for Sandusky. He's a senior. So the Redskins will begin at their own 36-yard line. Right to left, across your radio.
All right, good field position for the Redskins to start this game. Again, their own 35, 36-yard line. We'll see which offense and defense, a good defense against a good offense here tonight. We'll see which one prevails.
Coming out in the wing tee to the right, two men in the backfield. Under center, that would be Ryan Campbell. It's a handoff right up the gut across the 40-yard line, dragging his defender for a 9-yard gain. Number 24, Joe Wentzel, the fullback on the carry, brought down by Miles Geiger, the defensive end senior for USA. Second down, 1 yard to go.
Right, keep in mind there's going to be two running backs keeping the quarterback company in this wing tee styled offense, and they're going to try and overload one side in this pass play. That third wing tee backer was off on the right end, and that's exactly how they're lining up again. So we'll see how USA defends.
Coming out, second down and one, same formation, wing tee to the right, and it's a handoff to his second option, and he's going to get the first down across midfield, still on his feet at the 47-yard line, and spun down by the USA defense secondary. Brendan Prime came out of the safety position for it, and then moves the chains, first down into USA territory.
That's the same play, two plays in a row here to start this game, a fullback dive right through the middle, goes for a nice gain, and the coach basically runs it again, and a huge hole to run through. That Sandusky offensive line so far winning the early battle in this game.
Joe Wentzel with his second carry of the night. 16 yards already for him. First and 10 inside USA territory. Right to left crosser radio at the 47-yard line of the Patriots. Working off the left hash. Wing tee to the right. And it's a handoff to number 28 around the right end. Braxton Washi. And he has the first down. He's in open field. And then all the way inside the 30-yard line. But we have a flag way back in the 40-yard line. This potentially could be a hold. And that's the initial signal. And so that negates that run. And The Cade Ryerson had the tackle at the linebacker position for USA, but that run did not happen from Braxton Washi. And so they're going to be pushed back 10 yards from the spot of the foul, which is right.